Hello and welcome to the Shared Dreams Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Martin. And today we've got success coach Faith Monson back. She's just sharing so many terrific tips. I'm thrilled to have her as a return guest on the podcast. Welcome, Faith.
Thank you so much, Gail. Great to be back.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here because there's just so much to discuss. And we've talked in the two other visits you've made to the podcast about what success coaching is and some of the tools you use to do that. But at the heart of success coaching, it sounds like it takes someone who can see the value and the possibilities in a client that the client may not yet see in themselves. So why is it so hard for people to see in themselves what you see?
It's very hard to be objective about yourself. Like, if you and I just sat back and wanted to, like, list all of our skills, et cetera, I think it would be harder for us to do than we both would really realize. So that's the first thing. The other thing is, as I've mentioned before, many people have been brought up to think you shouldn't toot your own horn, you shouldn't brag. They think it's bragging if you talk about the things that you do well. So there's that's an issue. And then often people are very hard on themselves. And that combination gets in the way of moving forward and really being able to stand back and say, wait a minute, I've done this and I've done that. And I have an advantage because I've worked with so many people over the years in similar occupations. As I mentioned before, a lot of the people I work with are in the creative industry, that I've met so many people that I really have a point of comparison. So when I tell somebody, when I highlight and encourage somebody or I talk about their unique strengths and skills, it's because I've seen, you know, maybe several hundred other people that have been in the same business, and this person truly has something that stands out based on other people, you know, when you're comparing across a career and comparing in a specific occupation.
Well, it's almost as if people devalue what they know in a sense of, well, if I know it, it must not be very special, or if I know it, then everybody does. But that's really not true, is it?
No, it isn't. And I feel sometimes like I'm a talent scout because I look at these people and I find them infinitely more talented than they find themselves to be. I'm amazed at what they do and what they take for granted. And I think sometimes people who do things easily and do them well don't realize how important and how useful those skills are. They just accept them as something that because they do them easily, and they tend to concentrate more on the things that are hard for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that really gets in the way of seeing everything that you bring to the table.
So what brings a client to the point where he or she realizes that they need coaching or they need a success coach?
Well, lately it has had a lot to do with the economy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are coming because their business is down and they're looking for ways to increase their business. And also, many are interested in trying something new. They don't want to just do what they're doing, only do more of it. They want to, like, diversify, or they want to look into some other avenue that where they can use their skills.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have, well, as everyone knows, lost their job and they need a plan to move forward. And then there are those that just feel stuck in a rut, and they may be bored. But in many cases, with their current job, it's more a desire to increase their business or have a plan for the future.
Okay. And how do you define success, and is it different for each client?
It really is different for each client because some people don't even know they're successful, and my job is simply to tell them that they're successful.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I would say is if a client feels good about themselves and their prospects, I would feel that that was a successful coaching venture. So as I said before, in many cases people are undervaluing themselves,
mm-hmm.
and it's just me telling them, pointing out their skills, what they're capable of doing, what they've already done, what they could do with their existing skills, and just simply let them see themselves
mm-hmm.
freshly. And, of course, my approach is a positive approach. And I think that's important for growth, too, to concentrate on the things that you do well
mm-hmm.
and to try to use those things that you do very well and maybe expand them. Also, I feel that people, obviously, that are steadily moving forward towards their goal,
mm-hmm.
that's successful. Because, you know, you may have a long-range goal, and then there are several goals in between that need to be reached. And people that, you know, are pursuing those and are feeling good about each level as they go, that feels very successful to both my client and myself. And the big one is when they've reached their goals or, mm-hmm. or exceeded their goals. That's when you feel, you know, that it's a total success.
Well, and I think that's important because sometimes, you know, especially when you watch TV, you get the sense that if you're not CEO of a Fortune 500 company or making millions of dollars, that those are the only criteria for success. But, you know, some people measure success in their credibility as an expert within their field. They like to be the go-to person or the expert that gets to speak to other people in their field. Some people measure success by getting flexibility in their life. There are a lot of other ways to measure success other than the name on your business card, the size of the company you work for, or the you know whether or not you're making millions of dollars.
Right. I am amazed, really, when I think about the people that I have coached over the years, that in many cases I am really convincing them that they already are successful.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go from there and do more things with what they have, but that's a very key element in what I do. It's people just oftentimes undervalue their strengths.
Well, and they undervalue their success because it always seems like success is supposed to be something you don't have.
That's exactly right. And I think with the changes that have come from the economy, people are reevaluating
mm-hmm.
what success really means, and people are a little bit more open to not thinking that it's measured by being a CEO of a company, that maybe that their personal happiness
mm-hmm.
and their personal sense of satisfaction is a successful thing, can be success, as opposed to, you know, just having a title. I think that, you know, the economy has shaken us up
mm-hmm.
in a good way as well as a bad way. You know, there's something good about rethinking things and looking at things a little bit differently and maybe a little broader in your definition of what is success.
Mm-hmm. So do the coaching needs of your clients and maybe their definitions of success change over time?
They definitely do because life is full of transitions and challenges and things keep happening, situations keep changing, and a lot of things need immediate attention. So I work with a woman who's excellent, and she and I have developed this concept of laser coaching, and that's where laser coaching, success coaching, it all sounds, you know, it's actually the same thing, but laser coaching is just a faster way
mm-hmm.
of doing this type of thing. And the situational issues, obviously, are continually changing, and that's where these quick opportunities come up, where someone needs immediate attention on something, and they can be handled, like, in an hour or two.
Mm-hmm. So does someone have to wait until they're in transition or having something fall apart before they seek out a success coach?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, in talking about the way things have changed with our economy, I think of course, I think everyone should have a success coach. Everyone should talk to me. But since I believe so many people do underestimate themselves, I think it's important for everybody to get an objective skill assessment and to review and update their image. This, you know, a lot of the clients that I have been in business for a number of years and have really never they've just been working, never had a slowdown where they had extra time. And this is a good time to stand back and review how you fit into the marketplace and review your business collateral, your website, you know, look at the marketplace and see how you fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me, tweaking and growing is something that people can do right now. So, you know, again, I want to reiterate that it is very helpful to look over your skill assets, do an objective skill assessment and review and update your image. And then there are always situations occurring that need handling.
So what happens when a client really connects with the value and the potential that you help them to see in themselves?
You know what? They really feel good about themselves. That's the number one thing that happens. And then they, as a result of feeling good about themselves, they have a can-do attitude, and they are willing and they want to They want to try new things as opposed to being pushed. They actually want to. And in this, you know, pushing forward, they develop their skills and they learn new ones. And then they start moving to the next level. And in some cases, they start a whole new path.
And that sounds like a fantastic beginning.
It does.
Well, Faye, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
It was a pleasure.
Really enjoyed having you here. I've been talking with success coach Faith Monson. You can find her online at faithmonson.com. I'm Gail Martin with Dream Spinner Communications. You can find me online at gailmartinmarketing.com. Thanks again, Faith.
Thank you, Gail.
Bye-bye.
Bye.